You've reached the Every Little Thing helpline. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, I'm Yona. I'm just wondering why terriers always seem to win Westminster Dog Show when there are other, perhaps more fantastic breeds like dachshunds that never win. This is an emergency. Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Yona.
Hey!
It's Flora from Every Little Thing and also from your real life because we're friends and we know each other.
It's good to talk to you.
So, Westminster, this is the U.S.'s premier dog show. Are you a fan?
You know, probably 6 or 7 years ago now, one of my best friends had a cousin whose dog was in Westminster. And we went, and it was like the most fun that I'd ever had. You know, there is nothing like seeing a really gorgeous dog.
What about dachshunds? What's your connection to dachshunds?
Well, dachshunds are great dogs. I have an almost 17-year-old dachshund.
17.
She's like a real old dame.
What's her name?
Sophie.
How's she doing?
You know, her life has gotten a little bit smaller as she's aged.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly. I've had her for a really long time. Sophie has been with me through my entire adulthood. So she's sort of like a second mother to me.
I think usually the owner is the mother, typically.
You would think that, but you know, Sophie, she really watched out for me.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, so you have an affinity for dachshunds.
And dachshunds are an interesting looking dog breed, particularly a beautiful one. So yeah, I do.
Did you say beautiful?
Yes, dachshunds are particularly beautiful, particularly long-haired dachshunds.
Do you feel like you're in a majority with that opinion?
That dachshunds are beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dachshunds are relatively popular dog breeds, so I would say that I'm not in a minority. A long-haired dachshund, I just have a hard time imagining that there's someone who's like, oh, I'm not that interested.
Are you kidding? People shit on dachshunds all the time.
What are you, not a lot, no. They're talking about like short-haired dachshunds, maybe, but like a beautiful. who are these people?
I mean, they're called wiener dogs. Do you think that's a term of endearment?
What's wrong with that? Yes, it is. I mean, terriers don't even have nicknames. Nobody thinks about them.
What do you have against terriers?
I like terriers. I have nothing against terriers. You know, if you introduce me to your terrier, I would love to meet it. The reason why this question really, like, when I was like, this needs to be answered, is 2 years ago when a long-haired dachshund was one of the top 7 dogs for Best in Show. And there was the end. And like, of course, it was the terrier. And they were like, they said, you know, at that point, I think it was the Wire Fox Terrier. And they were like, these dogs have won Westminster more than any other breed 14 times. And then they said that terriers generally had won something like a third of the Westminster competition, some huge number of times.
Actually, I checked the facts on this.
Okay.
Terriers have won Westminster nearly half the time since Westminster began.
See? Are you starting to understand where I'm coming from? I was being generous when I remembered it as a third.
Of the 113 Best in Show competitions, terriers have taken the big purple ribbon 48 times. No other group has come close.
Yeah. Something is going on here. It's like there is no reason in my mind that I can think of that terriers should always win. Like there's something weird happening.
Do you think that there's something nefarious going on?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because that's the only thing I can think of.
Like unmarked bills in a kennel being dropped off in front of Westminster? Like, what are you imagining?
I mean, I that sounds crazy hearing you say it. But I mean, are there terrier breeders who are paying somebody off? I can't think of anything more logical than that.
Do you think there's an anti-dachshund conspiracy?
Well, I didn't, but now after talking to you, I'm starting to believe it.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
I really want to know why terriers always win, or win so frequently.
Why are Westminster judges always barking up the terrier tree?
Yeah.
And why aren't wieners winners?
Yeah, well, that's true too. Dachshunds have never won. I don't know if I've said that. They've never won.
Okay, so we tossed your question to an expert.
Hi, Yona.
Lori Williams is deep in the dog world.
I've done a lot with dogs.
She's groomed dogs, trained dogs, and judged dog shows.
I've been doing this for about 35 years.
Lori also shows her own dogs.
Right now, the dogs that I primarily show are Dalmatians. My oldest, his name is William, and he's a liver Dalmatian, which is the brown and white Dalmatian. He's also my heart dog. That term is usually used for dogs that are closest to your heart.
I really love that term.
Has Sophie wormed her way into your heart?
Sophie is definitely my heart dog. Our other dog is Aster, and he's my husband's heart dog, but not mine.
Does Aster know?
Aster definitely knows.
So to answer your question, we need to get into how Westminster works, how the snossage is made. And the first thing you have to know is that in a competition like this,
the dogs are not really competing against each other, which might sound weird, but they're really not. They're being judged and measured by their breed standard.
The breed standard is just a checklist of all the characteristics a dog of a particular breed should have.
Like how their teeth lay, overbite, underbite, scissors bite, the way the dog moves, its gait, what their top line is supposed to be, what their tail set is supposed to be.
Siberian Huskies, for example, are expected to have a bushy tail that rests in a graceful sickle curve.
I love that.
It gets very specific, like even down to how sculpted a dog's glutes should be.
Especially the breeds that were bred to do strenuous physical work. You better be able to see the muscle tone, the angulation.
And it takes work to meet that exacting angulation standard.
Yeah, your dog's not going to get that way by laying on the couch all day. So a lot of people do allow their dog to run on treadmills. If you go on Google, there's tons of companies that make treadmills just for dogs.
Well, that's why my dogs have no hope.
You don't have a dog treadmill at home?
We have neither human nor dog treadmills.
The breed standards aren't just fur deep. They also specify the ideal dogginality for the breed. Chihuahuas are supposed to have a, quote, saucy expression.
I think that dachshunds are supposed to be jaunty.
Dachshunds are supposed to be clever, lively, and courageous to the point of rashness.
That's 100% a dachshund. Like, that's just how they are.
So the judges are looking at all these things during Westminster, and the dog who wins is the one who most closely resembles the breed standards.
I guess it's like sort of, it's being the platonic dog of your breed.
Yeah. So to win Best in Show at Westminster, a dog has to make it through three rounds of competition. In round one, dogs compete against their own breed. Winners move on to round two, where they compete against the best dogs in their group for a spot in the finals. And there are seven groups: herding, toy, working, non-sporting, sporting, hound, and terrier. And this is one reason why terriers have an edge. Because they're their own group, a terrier will always make it to the final round. Whereas a dachshund, on the other paw, has to beat all 32 other hounds just to get there.
Well, that makes sense, but I still don't get why terriers are going to beat all the other hounds.
You're right. Terriers still have won Best in Show more than twice as often as any other group.
Right.
So here is Lori's theory about this. And I'm not totally sure you're going to like it.
Okay.
She says some breeds just have it.
What?
Some breeds are flashy and stand out in a lineup, and some breeds do not.
What? That...
I mean, I'm sorry it's that way. I feel bad. I feel bad for the breeds that aren't really eye-catching. But some breeds are kind of like, you know, hum-doo-dum-doo-dum.
Such as?
They'll probably get some of the Clumber Spaniel people mad at me. You know, there's some of the heavier bone dogs that they're real heavy boned. They weren't bred to be fast. You know, those type of dogs. So, and like, yeah, a Clumber Spaniel might come to mind. Oh, another breed are the Pekingese. I mean, people just go off about it. They're like, what? It looks like a mop. I mean, they're very fluffy. They look like they're laboring, going around the ring. They do.
Compare Lori's language, the language you just heard, laboring around the ring, heavy boned. Compare that with how she describes terriers.
Some of those terriers, they look like sculpted pieces of art. They do. They look like, some of them don't even look real. They look like they are a stuffed animal because they're so chiseled and sculpted. Their hair, it's ridiculous, really. The way their head is shaped, how those groomers get that to, there's not a hair out of place. That's pretty impressive. You got to give it to you. Now, you got to put that up against a dog that basically all they really needed was a bath. I'm just saying.
Lori says terriers also just, they act like winners.
Terrier's going to be a dog that's in that ring going, look at me. Look at me with their chest puffed out. I am not kidding you. There are dogs that go in there and they present themselves like, you can't tell me anything. I am the best in here. Look at me. And when you see it, you know it.
It just, this to me seems like, you know, it's like a rigged competition.
God loves a terrier.
That's what I'm hearing. If some dogs just have it, it sounds like there are some dogs that go into Westminster with a preconceived notion that they don't have it.
I mean, I think that's the subtext here. How are you going to compare a sculpted piece of art to a squat, yapping Frankfurter?
Well, and why try? Then, like, why get that Frankfurter's hopes up?
How are you feeling?
I'm not satisfied. I'm feeling angry. Like, I'm feeling a little bit like my suspicions were confirmed.
Like that there is some conspiracy. Like there's yeah. Like a basically an agreed upon culture that elevates terriers.
Exactly.
And I guess the question is, can it change? Can that culture change? Can that standard of beauty change?
Well, can it?
Well, I think it takes leaders, you know, people who are thinking outside the crate and willing to stand up on their hind legs for what they believe in. And we found someone who does not buy into this idea that terriers have a lock on dog shows. In fact, she is certain that dachshunds in particular have what it takes to go all the way.
Who is this person?
We're going to meet her and her brown crown jewel after the break. Are you ready to meet the dachshund's greatest hope?
I'm ready.
Oh, dear.
I want to introduce you to Kim McAlmont.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
I'm glad to hear that you're interested in dachshunds.
By day, Kim is a head teacher at a primary school in the UK, but every day at 3 p.m., she oversees a dachshund empire. She breeds dachshunds and shows them, and she has an insane number of them.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
20?
It doesn't feel like that. Once you've got past one or two, you know, that's by the time you've got to five, then you sort of don't notice it after a while.
Do they spend time in the house? Like, where do you keep them?
They spend quite a lot of time in the house. They've got a kitchen full at the moment, stretched out on raised beds. Got an elderly girl who was lying on her back with her legs in the air as I came through.
What is it about them that you like?
I suppose it's because they're naughty, really. That's probably about it. They're always up to something. They ruin the garden, the little rascals. They pull down all my roses and chew all the honeysuckle up. As soon as it starts to grow nicely, they grab up and grab it down, particularly at tea time. You know, they've got that doggedness. They don't give up. And then when they have been naughty, they always know they've been naughty and they give you that little look and then you can't be cross with them for long.
I love that you love them despite all the mischief they make.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't have 20 if I didn't.
See, you hear doggedness. And isn't that what a dog should be?
Dogged.
Literally dogged.
So I want to introduce you to one of Kim's pups in particular. She's a wire hair dachshund.
Oh, wire hair are incredible dachshunds. That would actually be my dream for my next dachshund. Sophie used to have a good friend who was a wire hair, Frank.
So Kim says her wire hair has what it takes to win big. Her name is Maisie, and ever since she was a puppy, Maisie took to showing like a clean dog to mud puddles.
She adores the shows. Anytime we appear to be slightly dressed up in any way, she thinks it's a show. And she gets, you know, if a bag comes out, the show bag comes out, she just goes on and on and on. And bark, 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 spin, 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 bang on the door. Honestly.
Kim says, even at her first show, she caught people's eyes.
After we'd come out of the ring, there were a whole bevy of judges who came over to say, goodness, who is this bitch?
You know you're that bitch when you cause all this conversation.
And as far as she's concerned, going to a show is providing other people the opportunity to see her. And so when we go to a show, you know, she'll get on the table. She knows that there's a set routine. So she knows that she goes in the ring, which she loves, just that entrance, you know, me, me, me. And then she just walks into a stand and she just stands. Of course, she won't do it for nothing. You've got to have a treat.
She's no dummy.
Oh, no, she's not an idiot. But it's the movement. As soon as she moves, then you can see she just glides. Her profile is lovely all the way along. She's not cut up. She's got an amazing rib cage on her. And her front, she's not overdone in front, but she has the layback of shoulder and that length of upper arm that gives that beautiful dachshund stance.
Oh, wow. She sounds incredible. She sounds like a heart dog.
For sure. So last year, Kim said, you know, what the hell? Let's see what Maisie can do. Let's try the biggest dog show in the UK, Crufts. Have you heard of Crufts?
No.
It's like the Westminster of England.
Well, it is the show, isn't it? Everyone comes to Crufts, if anyone who's anyone.
So Kim knew this was a long, low-to-the-ground shot.
I knew that we were sort of up against some good dogs. And I knew that dachshunds don't really get looked at for best in show. Because they're so low to ground, I think a small dog is quite hard to judge.
I think that there is something to it. Dachshunds are easy to overlook. They're short.
Yeah, literal underdogs.
Yeah, they're low riders.
And Kim, who has a full-time job that has nothing to do with dog showing, is kind of an underdog too.
I'm sort of aware that I've got an awful lot of professional handlers who I'm up against. So they put the time in and they have hordes of people who do this, that, and the other for them.
Like Kim is sculpting Maisie's glutes the old-fashioned way.
We don't do treadmill work and, you know, we're out on the roads walking the dogs every day. So in a way, I didn't really expect to be looked at because, you know, Maze is my baby who sleeps on the bed.
Huh. What happened?
So in March 2020, right before lockdown, Kim took Maisie to Crufts, and Maisie did what Maisie does. She won her breed. And then when they released the hounds, she won that group too. And that put Maisie in the finals. We can actually watch this. It was televised. Do you have a computer in front of you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, let me send it your way.
Getting through these skip ads. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm there. I'm pressing play.
It has been a fabulous 4 days here at the world's greatest dog show where every dog has its day.
Okay, so it's this giant arena. And Kim said that all the top dogs are waiting to be called on stage.
You have to line up outside. They have like a little tent area and you wait and it's quite tense. And there's a lot of noise. And the owners are quite tense and they're fidgeting. And then you've got people coming in from the sidelines, handing brushes, handing combs. And then you have this huge voice and then it all goes dark. And then they call you and they announce you as you go in.
The winner of the utility group, the miniature poodle.
Okay, so after the poodle comes out, there's the Bichon Frise. The Irish Setter, then the Bull Mastiff, the Sheepdog, and then...
The winner of the Terrier Group, the Kerry Blue.
There's the Terrier.
I mean, does that look to you so? I mean,
and to make the lineup complete, the winner of the Hound Group, the Wirehaired Dachshund.
You all can tell us already feel that she's favored.
I mean, she got a huge crowd reaction.
Yeah, there was. She had quite a few supporters there. Yeah. And it's a very big ring. And that was the funny thing that they said on the television commentary as we were going round.
It's a very long way round.
We took longer to get round than anybody else.
I heard that and I was like, how dare they make a short-legged joke?
Yeah, but she didn't care. She just showed off. She was just going for it and blow, well, anyone else says. She didn't give a monkeys.
Yes, you can give them a round of applause.
So here we are in the main arena for the finale of this wonderful four.
Once the dogs were all lined up, the judge took her sweet time making a decision. She kept walking back and forth.
Oh, she's torturing us.
She's just looking at them. She's actually standing in front of the Old English Sheepdog.
Well, the tension's mounting.
Best
in show going to be
2020 is...
There's Kim.
The Hound Group!
It's the beautiful little wirehaired dachshund takes Best in Show at Crofts 2020.
That's a wonderful win.
Look at that time!
That is a moment.
All I heard was the big tannoy. It's the winner of the Hound Group. And that's me.
You couldn't hope for a more beautiful example of a sound, healthy show dog. Gorgeous.
Then there's all these photographers and there's all these people. It's click, 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 click. The cameras are click. And they all call her Maisie, Maisie. Look this way, look this way. Yes, she didn't flinch. She gave them a cursory glance. But she's a cocky little madam, you know. What else can I say?
It's nice to hear that she was able to maintain her dachshundness even in winning. She may not have that whatever it is that the terriers all have, but she won as herself.
It was very special for us. It sort of made you have a little shiver, really. My husband sits and watches it on a regular basis. We have it all recorded. So when we're feeling a little bit, well, in lockdown, things aren't quite so jolly here. To lift our spirits, we'll put Crofts on and just watch those moments, just those few moments when the winner of the Hound Group is, and up goes Maisie. But then, of course, you're representing all the other dachshunds and you're thinking, well, goodness, this is quite something.
So maybe the tides are turning.
Yeah, maybe so.
And it does make me really hopeful. You know what I'm seeing as the first comment on the video? Someone says, so proud. I love wirehaired dachshunds. And since they never win at Westminster, it's nice to win.
By the way, Maisie pooped on the floor right after winning.
Which is very dachshund-like.
Courageous to the point of rashness.
You're right.
If you have a question you can't get to the bottom of, call us, 833-RING-ELT.
Every Little Thing is produced by Caitlin O'Keefe, Stephanie Werner, Phoebe Flanagan, Annette Heist, and Flora Lichtman. Our consulting editors are Caitlin Kenny and Jorge Just. Scored by Dara Hirsch, Emma Munger, Bobby Lord, Sol Wiley, and Billy Libby. Mixed by Dara Hirsch. Every Little Thing is a Spotify original podcast. Clear eyes, short legs, can't lose. Goodbye.